It's Monday, August 20th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Coming from a prominent family of Muslim lawyers, Majed El-Shafi said he was 18 when he accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior in 1996. He didn't waste any time in following the Great Commission and launched an organization that advocated for equal rights for religious minorities in Egypt. It grew to over 24,000 people in just 2 years. On August 15, 1998, he was arrested, reports the Christian Post. After Shafi was tortured in Cairo's Abu Zabal prison for 7 days, he was told by a guard that he would be free to go and given any car, house, and pretty girl of his dreams if he would just give up the names of his brothers and sisters in Christ. After fooling the guard into thinking that he was going to tell him the names of his friends in exchange for a good meal of shish kebab, the only name that Shafi uttered was that of the organization's true leader, Jesus Christ. What followed was another brutal attack by the guard and 3 more days of torture and imprisonment. Shafi said, quote, "They started by shaving my hair off my head, putting my head in buckets of cold and hot water, hanging me upside down. On the 3rd day, they released dogs to attack me, but the dogs did not attack," end quote. After that, they tied his hands to a cross for 2 days, and then, quote, "They made a cut on the back of my left shoulder to the bone, and they rubbed salt in my open wound. I almost died," end quote. Shafi was sentenced to death and sent to a police hospital for 3 months of recovery. In God's providence, Shafi ultimately escaped on a jet ski on the Mediterranean Sea, making it to Israel, and found asylum in Canada in 2002, thanks to the pressure of human rights groups. Shafi, who was the focus of the 2012 documentary Freedom Fighter, started One Free World International, which has helped over 600 women and children who were held hostage by the Islamic State terrorist organization in Iraq as sex slaves. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." President Donald Trump revoked the top security clearance of ex-CIA director John Brennan. Until Tucker Carlson of the Fox News Channel reported it, the American people had been unaware that he and many other former government officials still retained access to such top-secret information after their official duties had ended.
It's not clear why any of these men still have legal access to classified material. The fact that they retained that power after leaving government for the private sector and punditry is bizarre. Brennan is an out-of-the-closet extremist. This is not a man who should have a security clearance. Just a few weeks ago, he accused the president of treason for daring to hold a press conference with a foreign leader. Keep in mind that treason is a death penalty offense. Responsible people do not make that charge for political reasons. Brennan called the loss of his clearance an effort to suppress freedom of speech.
Riffing on Trump's famous campaign slogan, Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that America was never that great to gasps and laughter, reports The Guardian.
"We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. We will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population, is gone."
Trump tweeted, quote, "Which is worse, high tax Andrew Cuomo statement, 'We're not going to make America great again, it was never that great,' or Hillary Clinton's deplorable statement? I say Andrews was a bigger and more incompetent blunder. He should easily win his race against a super liberal actress, but his political career is over," end quote. Batman, one of DC Comics' most recognizable fictional heroes, no longer believes in God, reports Screen Rant, as Catwoman leaves Batman, whose secret identity is billionaire Bruce Wayne, at the altar. This leaves Wayne in a questioning state, where he explores his life and reflects on his theological background. He had been raised as a Christian by his father, Thomas. In one exchange with another character, Wayne is asked, quote, "Do you believe in God?" end quote. To which he replies, quote, "I used to," end quote. He reflects that his father, quote, held hallow the immortal soul, heaven, the Father and the Son, end quote. His father also believed in, quote, giving your will to your Lord, trusting him with that will, end quote. Wayne notes that he, quote, put aside believing in a deity or believing in anything my father thought had saved him, end quote. The cemetery background of the comic strip strongly suggests that Wayne is referring to the murder of his parents when he was a boy, which is what began the character's journey into becoming Batman. Psalm 14:1 says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." Nearly 4 months after Cruz installed the Ten Commandments monument at Little Rock, Arkansas's state capitol grounds, the Satanic Temple came Thursday with a statue of its own, reports Fox16.com. They chanted, quote-unquote, "Hail Satan" during their rally for the First Amendment as a flatbed truck wheeled the half-goat, half-man monument of Baphomet to the capitol steps. One Christian said, quote, "You're an intelligent man. I could see you in heaven someday, turning from your sin," end quote. In response, a Satanist said, quote, "What if I said I did not want to go to heaven? Heaven sounds boring to me," end quote. Revelation 21:1-5 declares, "I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, August 20th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.